Right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hey everybody, and welcome to the worst idea ever. Joe, take it away.
Hey, so we got our ladies with us tonight, which Tom didn't want to do, but you know, I was here drinking with my lady, and I like spending time with my lady. Tom doesn't, and we had to fucking like kick and drag him to get his lady up on the fucking podcast. But how are you doing, Lori? Hey, it's great to have you here, Lori.
Thanks, Joe.
Yes, fucking
it's just
awesome.
It's a hassle for Tom.
Yeah, it is. It's a hassle for Tom, and he doesn't like a hassle. He doesn't like to, like, fucking do anything extra. He's not
an
extra
hard life
guy. Yeah, but, hey, how are you doing, Tom?
Who the fuck likes a hassle? No one.
Not you, that's for sure.
Do you?
Are you ready for that fucking Mortal Kombat movie in 2 weeks? Because I see you're wearing that cap.
It comes out Friday. And I flew to Johannesburg last week. I already saw it, but we'll talk about that.
It's Johannesburg.
Whatever. I don't know. I was there for like 2 hours to watch a fucking movie, and I left disappointed.
How'd you like it?
Next week.
We'll get to that. Exactly.
Next week.
Exactly. So anyway, Tom, like, shit, weather's been going crazy. Things are been going...
Oh, it hasn't. It's been fine out and raining a little.
Yeah, raining a little, so your flowers are growing good, right? Because of the rain and everything?
No.
No?
Flowers are dying.
They're dying?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Too much rain.
Too much rain?
I guess.
No, so Houston, they just had a huge big storm recently. Like, there is, what is it? Like, storm spotters went out to Houston recently.
Storm spotters were out there.
Is that what Twister was based off of?
Yes.
Nice.
Remember those cows that were going around in circles?
I do. That was a pinnacle of CGI at the time.
I've seen that at Universal, that ride.
We only
it was very windy.
We rode the mummy ride like 4 or 5 fucking times, man. That shit was badass.
We did. Because also it was the only ride open.
Mummies were hot that year, too.
It was the only
and
ride open.
Just so everybody knows, it wasn't the fucking Boris Karloff mummy ride. Oh, no. Which mummy ride was it?
It was a Brandon Fraser mummy ride.
Yeah, it was a Brandon Fraser mummy ride.
But sure
like
was.
The fire, the ceiling turned to fire. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we that almost got cool. burned. That shit almost burned us up, man.
Yeah, you were in danger.
Wish it would've.
Fuck yeah, it was. And then, you know, as soon as we were gonna be fucking burned up, we were like went down. Whoa, shit! Like I was fucking dropping into the fucking earth. You know, fucking crazy shit, man.
That's so crazy.
Was it a thrill a minute?
It was. Hey, Lori, what did you watch this week?
I don't really watch anything.
Anything? You don't watch,
I don't really
like,
watch TV or anything.
You didn't watch any anime or any bullshit like that?
No.
So I watched Kim's Convenience Store. I really like them. Kim, you're Asian, so you should really like this show. Oh.
That's racist.
Asian hate going on here. Kim's Convenience is what she watched.
It's actually really fun. I like it a lot. It's kind of like Fresh Off the Boat. It's just fun sitcom comedy.
So, but the thing is, it's like the guy that plays like the convenience store owner, he plays like a stereotypical Korean guy. He's like, oh, you want to buy cigarette? You know, it, like, he talks like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, me like.
Like, isn't that fucking, like, racist?
What is the?
That's how my grandmother talked. So, I don't. I mean, maybe it's accurate.
I was gonna get
like how did she talk? Do like your grandmother?
No.
No, come on. Let's hear it.
No, I can't. I can't talk. I can't speak like broken English like that because I can speak English fine.
Yeah, but you can do an impression, right?
No, not really, because she spoke in like Japanese and like broken English, and I don't know, I can't really speak Japanese very well. I can only speak it like a baby.
Let me hear it. How does a baby
No, I can't do it. I just can't. It's too embarrassing.
Tom, how does a baby speak Japanese?
He wouldn't know because he has to do the...
I never even did it in front of him before either. It sounds so stupid.
But that's all I've watched. Like, I've binged Kim's Convenience Store. That's really all I watched this week. Or last week.
Is it a sitcom?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucker, aren't you listening?
That's not true. Like, last week, what did I watch? I watched Fuck That Witherspoon, the Law movie.
I don't know.
Oh, it's so stupid. Blonde? Huh?
Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde, yes. That's what I watched last week.
He talked about that last week, and now he doesn't remember. You should check for dementia.
So I searched for Legally Blonde 2, but it's not available for free, and I'm too fucking cheap to pay for anything.
What, so like, it's not even worth it.
It's not. Free. Oh, I know. It's not. I get it. But I watched it. Yeah.
Tom, what did you watch?
Come on now. What'd you watch?
So we're not talking about Congo again because you didn't watch it.
Excuse me.
Congo. Okay, so like I found my disc, but I haven't watched it. Next and I want to see how Amy like will love me. And at some point, you know, I would like for Amy to love me. But how was it, Tom?
We'll talk about it next week, maybe.
Okay. So what else did you watch, Tom?
Beyond Reanimator. Yes, Joe, this is the one in jail.
The prison one.
Yeah.
Shake your dead bones, Tom.
So you're a fan?
Fuck yeah. That's that the one with the bat, right?
With the bat?
Yeah, the fucking Reanimator bat that comes out and like flies around.
No, that's the second one.
Okay.
This is the one in prison.
Okay.
Very cheap. It looks like it would have premiered on the fucking Sci-Fi Channel. The Herbert West stuff's good. It's an alright movie. definitely a decline in quality, but...
So no Legally Blonde. I get it.
No, it's more Legally Bond too. Yeah, not. It's worth a watch, but It showed its age. You remember those Return of the Living Dead movies? Like the later ones?
The sci-fi ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he's made some t-shirts of them.
Necropolis and shit like that.
Grave to the Grave.
Yes. Yeah.
The quality was about that. But, I mean, it was Brian Yuzna and what's-his-nuts, Jeffrey Combs, so it was all right.
Yeah, Yuzna's fucking great, brother.
Excuse me?
Yuzna. Yeah, you fucking love him. I do,
no,
too.
No, what'd you say after that? Brother?
Brother?
Oh, okay.
Brother!
So what did you watch?
Legally Blonde.
I watched Bomb City. this is a movie.
That's right. That was really good, actually.
This is a movie that's about like a true story that happened in Amarillo, Texas, and it was like punks versus jocks or whatever. And it's a true story to where like the punks and the jocks got in a fight, and then the jocks like fucking ran over the punks and killed them. But the movie is kind of shitty in that it just like fucking like tries to show like the punks are like really good people. Like, oh, fuck, yeah, they adopt puppies and, you know, they love each other and their parents, they love their parents and everything. So it's very unbalanced in that situation, you know, and it's like there's a lot of. Like, remember when people were saying about that other fucker that did the lens flare, the sci-fi guy? Well, there's a lot of lens flare in this movie, and it's fucking stupid. But, and there's a whole wraparound with Marilyn Manson talking about it. And Marilyn Manson's not punk, right? Like, he's just like, I don't know what the fuck he is, but he's not punk.
No, he's not punk.
Right, so
sure.
Fuck, would you have this dude talking about whatever is going on here? So it's really shitty in that aspect, but it's a good movie, but it's not, you know, I don't know.
No.
Bomb City.
I don't understand.
I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was definitely one-sided in that thinking, you know, it was trying to portray the punks as these fucking angelic beings, which is not, I mean, like, everybody has their downsides, right? Like, it's the jocks were not saints, the punks were not saints, but, like, you can't just show one side without the other, but it really was trying super hard.
It was, like, really biased.
Oh, 100%.
Well, see, the thing is, with punk, you know, what I know about punk culture is that...
Fuck police.
Take a bath, man. Take a fucking bath. You know, what I never liked about punks or punk chicks is just to fucking take a bath,
I mean, they did. They showed them in the squalor, and they had, like, those kind of squalor pads where they're just living in...
Yeah, but it also showed them, like, they're the greatest.
It did. And they did adopt puppies in the movie. Like they really went to an SPCA and, like, oh, I love this puppy. Let's get it. Let's save it. So that's true. They really did show that part. I mean, I had to leave a little bit because whenever the punks were getting, like, his beat down, it felt like very true. So, like, the gore aspect of them getting kind of his ass beat was just a lot. Like, I mean, that it was very hard to watch, that aspect of it. But, like, everything else, it really was one-sided.
And to me, I just wanted him to get beat down, you know? It's just like, fucking take a bath.
Yeah, he's a pussy.
If you're not gonna get, you know, if you're not gonna take a bath, you deserve to get beat down.
It's like, you're all you're doing is adopting puppies. Yeah, you can get your ass beat.
Yeah. like you're not gonna bathe yourself, you're not gonna bathe your dog, you're probably a shitty person.
So yeah, so we watched that. We did watch that.
What do you watch?
This movie didn't take place in Kentucky, did it?
It was in Amarillo,
Texas.
Oh, Bomb you said City. That. That's right. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Then I say they would have had a squaller in the holler.
Ooh,
thank you.
Holla!
Good one, Tom.
Hey, Joe. I watched a movie that you based your
That's
life
around.
That's
why he doesn't have you on, because you're always going to fucking, like, like, show, like, how fucking not funny he is.
No, he's funny.
But
it's one of his best qualities.
Yeah.
He's really funny. I think he's funny.
Okay, Tom, what did you watch?
I watched a movie that Joe saw as a 45-year-old teenager and decided to base his whole life around.
Mallrats.
If you would have told me Joe secretly made a movie and, like, this is my tough guy fantasy movie, I would be like, that makes total sense.
Hey.
And sorry, I'm going to say it like a sneeze, but it's called Dance with the Devil. Or, what's it called there, Romeo?
You say it, brother.
I forget.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Well, this was a fun conversation.
Oh, well.
So, tell us all about Dance with the Devil and why you based your life around this movie, Joe.
You're the one that saw it, not me. I still haven't got my fucking copy. Thanks, David, you fuck.
So, in this movie, Rosie Perez plays a no-nonsense lady who's trying to become a hooker at the beginning, maybe, or just rob this guy.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. I don't know what the fuck she's doing.
So that doesn't work out. The guy gets all scared and runs off, and then she's just having a Coke at the border, because that's what she likes throughout this movie. She likes the old Coca-Cola.
Oh, Coca-Cola. Oh,
right.
Wrong Coke.
Yeah, she's not doing rails at the border.
But then...
T-shirt Joe strolls into town.
Back when I had my old haircut.
In a smaller forehead.
Exactly how Joe and I met. 100% how we met. Except I wasn't doing Coca-Cola.
And then you guys decided to fucking kidnap a bunch of crackers to eat them in an Aztec ritual.
Right, yes.
I love crackers. Yeah, I get it.
Just sure. Fine.
It's fine. Yeah, I like crackers.
No big deal.
Yeah, it was all right. I liked it. It was very much a, like, Mexican natural born killers feel to it.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, and this came out maybe, did it come out before the Rob Zombie movies or not? I don't remember.
No, Rob Zombie loved this movie so much, he remade it twice.
Yeah, okay, because, yeah, but this is much better than his shit.
Oh, I mean, leaps and bounds.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this movie. I don't think that fucking Javier Bardem could even speak English. Like,
he did?
No, they just fucking told him what to say, kinda, and he
it was
fucking,
like, his first English movie. Or,
right, yeah, and he didn't fucking know English. It's fucking good. It's a fun flick, man.
It was. Okay. There's a couple spots that I'd be like, but all in all, I liked it. I've seen a lot worse a lot recently, so I liked it more than Day of the Beast.
Think, like, at the time that this came out, like, a lot of films, like you just said, have copied it, and it's been copied a lot.
Flat out remade a few times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why'd you love it so much and decided to base your whole gimmick around this movie, Joe?
Because when it came out, what was this? When did it come out? Like, 90, what, 2? 93?
Yeah, so you were 38.
Yeah, so I thought at 38, it's like, fuck yeah, you know, I'm going to shave my head like this dude, you know, and I'm going to find a really short chick with big tits and, just kind of kill crackers.
Oh, did you already find me short with big tits?
Well, no, this was before then. And I was killing crackers, not, like, marrying them,
yeah,
you know, so...
I know. But I'm super Hispanic now.
Now you are.
Yeah.
Now
you are. And that's true.
I was talking more about Rosie Perez and how she's not really a Mexican.
Like, this is not where I was going.
A Mexican. Like
Rosie Perez, who's he's a big fan of Rosie Perez.
Oh,
you know.
With the
well, how do you say it?
The yeah. accent,
right?
The accent,
because
yeah,
he likes that basketball movie a lot. You know,
damn, basketball diaries.
You know, shit. Perez. You know. What'd you watch, Tom?
I just told you, you fuck your life story.
You son of a bitch. Okay, so I watched...
Put your fucking spectacles on, Gramps, looking like...
I watched Blood, Blood Scarab.
Ooh.
So, like, you know Don Glut, right? Like, you know his movies a lot, right? Nope. So he made, like, these... sexy movies.
Are we talking about the mummies?
Yeah. So remember the Mummy's Kiss that I talked about and Mummy's Kiss 2, Second Dynasty? Well, he made some movies that were about what's
vampires.
That, what's that bitch that would like bathe in blood?
No, it's the virgin blood. It was Countess? Vampire movies. I
yeah.
don't know. Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Bathory. Yeah. So he made some Bathory movies. But this was the last one he made, and it was like a crossover with The Mummy's Kiss. So he did this shit before fucking Marvel did it. Like, he fucking combined his movies.
It really was just another avenue to show titties. It
and,
was titties
yeah, and
upon
so,
titties.
It, and isn't that what the Marvel movies are? The Marvel movies are just showing titties. And
no, but they're not bare titties.
No, they're
Marvel
just showing.
Doesn't do bare titties.
They are just showing titties and fucking, what's his name with the beard? You know, that's all they're fucking showing.
Iron Man?
Yeah, Iron she Man
just
with the beard.
They're just shit, they're boobs.
Yeah.
100%.
So this movie is like, it's a crossover.
I'm sorry,
are we
not allowed to say titties on the podcast?
It's
no,
like
no,
Dracula.
It's just. You do that, but then
the
you say boobs
so
when you refer to the
Marvel Dracula and oh,
that's
all right.
Tom,
man, I'm tired of his shit.
No, I wanted. Am I allowed to say titties on the podcast or no?
Yeah, but then you say boobs when referring to the Marvel characters and be like, ha, get it? And they show the boobs. Tee-hee.
But they don't, yeah. But they're covered, so they're not titties. No, no. Like, there's no nipples.
It's
yeah.
Double meaning of the word.
I got you.
So anyway.
Because the dudes are also boobs.
Like, it's a crossover between the Madame Bathory movies that Don Glut did and the fucking, the Mummy's Kiss movies that he did. So, it's like, holy shit, man. This was like cinema colliding before fucking Marvel did, and it's pretty fucking great.
He's only seen that because there was titties upon titties.
There's a lot of titties in it.
And the titties collided.
But who doesn't like titties? No, seriously, if you don't like titties, why do you even watch movies?
Any movies at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, that's why the
Marvel
movie sucks, is because there's no
titties. There's no titties. It's like, Captain Marvel, all right, take your fucking top off, bitch.
Right, you're
no,
a boob,
she doesn't
get
then,
it.
All right. Ant-Man and the Wasp, okay, little titties, let's fucking take it off. Nope.
Get your little titties out.
Yeah, get it out there, bitch.
He did, he got his boob out, just no titties.
What?
No boobs, just boobs.
What the fuck are you talking about? All right, what'd you watch, Tom?
A train wreck.
I
watched one that you recommend over and over because you're a big fucking Shudder guy. I watched The Mortuary Collection.
Isn't
oh,
that,
he hated that movie, though.
Isn't
why would
that
you
fucking
watch it?
The music?
He said he liked
that
it
movie.
And it was worth a watch.
The music in that movie is great.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
But you just hated stop. The rest of the content, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it really was just fucking Tales from the Hood for, like, suburban crackers.
Yeah, no, like, 100%.
Legit.
I like two stories from it, but that was about it.
It's average, but the music, I thought,
I know.
Was
yeah.
tremendous.
Tales from
the
Hood, I get it,
Lori. Creatures at the end were all right.
I'm from the hood, so.
He's not. on the
HUD. No, he's not.
No, he's
I'm
not.
From the barrio.
No, no. Not.
Oh, yeah.
He's from suburbia.
He's from the river. The oh, old so river.
Yep. Winfrey.
The Fox River. So, yeah, I'm going to watch, what the fuck is it? Tigers Aren't Afraid or Tigers Are Not Afraid. And
you won't
no,
like
watched
it.
That. No, we watched that in the theater. It's actually really good.
He won't like it because it's Mexicans.
Wait, they're Mexicans?
Yes.
For Dita really Durango is okay.
Yeah. But no, no, going back to the Shudder movie. So what did you like about it? What did you not like about it?
They put a fucking from the get-go, they put a little too much makeup on fucking what's his nuts, Clancy Brown or whoever the fuck was playing him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just that's a bit much there. And I liked it's what I don't like. All right. What I do like
and what you don't like.
I liked that Kenny from the Gamera movies found work. That was nice. Shout out to the one Gamera fan. The little monsters at the end that came out of the book that I guess were supposed to be the baked goods, they looked all right. It was kind of predictable. Just like, oh, what, men can't be babysitters? No, because men who want to become babysitters molest children. You don't hire true, men.
Well, isn't that
it's
true?
True? It's kind of true.
Well, like, who the fuck would hire you for a babysitter, Tom?
Well, like, wasn't the babysitter in this movie like, a guy? Hey, and that
I
was
want to
the
fucking
twist?
Babysit your kids. Do you think you would get hired?
Yeah. Me looking like this would fucking
right, exactly.
Hired for anything ever. Shit. But yeah, I mean, that was kind of a dumb twist because you just think about it and be like, well, these guys, well, yeah, I mean, that's the doctor from all the stories not giving a fuck, so why wouldn't he give a fuck to hire like, some guy to fuck his son while he's away?
Whoa.
So yeah, that sucked. I was
that
more
fun. Yeah.
I was more interested on the movie going on that they were watching than the actual movie that they were making. And then the fucking monster in the fucking pill cabinet, that sucked.
Yeah, that one sucked. That one was piece of shit, for sure.
I'm gonna have a baby from my dick.
Yeah.
That was okay, but like, that was just, alright.
Like, we're gonna fuck you, now your dick's infected.
But you know what, though? Like, I wouldn't be totally offended if dudes could have babies out of their dicks. Like, that wouldn't hurt my feelings at all.
Probably hurt my dick.
Well, but I don't care, because how do you think our vaginas feel?
Damn, wait a minute. I'm always shooting babies out my dick.
Maybe you don't know nothing. I don't know.
What do you mean, man up?
You heard me.
Why would we man up? It's like, you know? Like
just
I'll,
poop it
like,
out of your butthole.
Joe.
No, I'll just
even
go,
your butthole would be fine, too.
No, it's like when we go to the side of the house to piss. It's like we'd go to the side of the house to fucking shoot out a baby. It's like, hey, get the fuck out of here.
As long as you clean up, that's fine.
No, that's fine. Yeah, just stomp.
I mean, I have a whole ass, like, sign for you guys.
No,
like,
just
I think it's fine.
Stomp on that shit. Like, all right, now I gotta, like, piss, and now I'll stomp on this shit. All right, sorry, dude. You know?
It's not a weed.
No, it's not.
Excuse me. Or a garden snake. We had a garden snake last weekend. We had a whole ass garden snake come in our garden.
Okay.
It was a weird thing because we've never had a garden snake before.
How big was it?
I don't know, Joe.
Like
at least 8 inches.
A little
baby.
Bitty ass fucking snake.
No, it was pretty big.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not uncommon to see snakes over here.
Yes. So what'd you watch, Tom?
It's basically a fucking worm.
Isn't it you? Isn't it you?
Oh, me? I watched, no, I just fucking told you what I watched, you fuck. I watched El Barón del Terror, a.k.a. Brainiac. Okay, oh. So this is, like, one of the classic fucking Mexican movies, and it is from Casa Negra. And this is not a good movie, Tom, but the thing
when
is...
When it rips out of my ear, it fucking hurts.
What, it just pops out?
What the fuck?
It hurts, though.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay, Lonnie?
Yes, I'm fine. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for caring.
Don't let him abuse you like that.
Is your ear okay, though?
No.
Don't let him abuse your ear. Yeah, tell him to stop.
I'm going to call the fucking the police out there right now.
No, yes, like, I'll be okay.
You do not have to
take I don't have to put up with this.
Yeah, you can tell Tom no. It's okay. Yeah. I'm sorry about your ear. Tom, no.
He does not have to make you listen to this podcast. Ever.
I listen to it because I want
no,
to.
No, that is abuse. That is fucking abuse.
No, it's making your ears hurt. Like, no, it's making your ears hurt. That's not right.
It is the worst thing you can do to a woman is make him listen to this podcast. It's fucking horrible.
If it starts bleeding, you need to tell him enough. Entertaining. Yeah.
Oh, hey, ow.
How's it going, buddy?
I stuck a knife in my ear.
Hey, Tom, so what did you watch last week?
Okay, so I watched El Barón del Terror. Okay, so this is also known as Brainiac. And this is one of Casa Negra's movies. And it's about a guy that he was a fucking witch or something way back then. And then he fucking he comes back 300 years later. Yeah. And he sucks out people's brains and is eating their brains and whatever. It's not a very good movie, but the transfer on this shit is better than a lot of the fucking Blu-rays I've seen. Casa Negra did some awesome shit. And like if I watch some fucking shit from whatever these fucking other companies are, fucking Scream Factory or whatever, they look like shit, and this one looks fucking really good, man.
But it's just Black House, right?
What?
Like, that's the name? Black House?
No, it's just... No, Casa Negra is like, Black House.
Black House, that's what I said.
Wow.
That's what I said.
You really had to think about that.
Yeah. I know, he's not very good at Spanish.
You should know.
He's not very good at it. So
you Asians, shut the fuck up, all right?
Yeah, like, I get it. I had to spell it out for him.
I am tired of this Hispanic hate that is going on these days.
This racism in our country.
It is awful.
Super hurtful to everybody but the Hispanics.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Tom, I mean, you love these movies.
What, Mexican movies I've never heard of? Apparently, because I fucking talked about like three of them the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, hey, yeah, I do, but I'm not going to watch fucking this one.
No, you wouldn't. No, I mean, it has...
I just watch Brain Damage, a much better version of that movie.
Yeah, fuck...
Yeah, Tom doesn't like masks, though.
No, Tom loves the...
He hates movies with masks in them.
No, he loves...
I love mascaras.
Yeah.
He loves that pervert, dude. No.
I don't know who you're talking about or what you're talking about, Joe.
Yeah.
Which pervert? We have a lot of perverts nowadays.
Yeah, there's one pervert that Tom loves.
The Marvel movies, guys?
Dude. Tom's always like, man, I'll suck his dick. Mm.
Whoa. Ugh.
He gets drunk and tries to be hurtful.
Oh, you're fine. You're okay.
And he'll suck his dick.
So what you watch this week, Tom?
Hen and Lauder. There you go. Tom loves Hen and Lauder dick. There you go.
Oh shit, is he a raper too?
No, Joe.
Everybody's a raper.
Telling this story.
Tom loves
how,
that dick.
He followed a guy, or he went up to a hotel room with a guy, and that's Joe's whole story.
Oh, so what happened in the hotel room?
Joe wasn't in there.
Oh, you just went up to the room and you're like, nah, I'm good. Bye.
No. Joe saw Frank Henenlotter go up to his hotel room with another guy.
Oh, so he's gay.
The whole story.
Were they friends? Which one?
That guy's name.
No, that's the whole story. That's it. So now that's what he does. He plays it like, oh, he was sucking and fucking.
Was it like a boy or was it a man?
No.
Was it?
The guy's name was Martino. He followed this guy named Martino up to his room.
I mean, I know a Martino.
Right.
So do I. You know, or I thought I did.
I do.
I thought I knew a Martino.
Well, it's getting awkward in here. So, like, why don't we start with the top 10 movies?
Hey, Tom, do you read Spider-Man's?
No, I watch movies.
Okay.
I watched what's probably going to be my movie of the year.
Did you really? And it was a Spider-Man?
It wasn't. I don't think we have a Spider-Man movie. Oh!
So it was
no.
Scooby then. It was Scooby-Doo. That was a top 10.
No, that one, the Sword and the Scoob, is definitely making my worst of the year, though.
Reincarnation. Really? He's talking reincarnation, but we'll get to that.
So
I am talking...
now we're on the most overrated movies.
No, not yet.
No, we're not there yet.
Still on the list of stuff we watched.
Well, this
chugging along on this list.
I think we hit everything we watched.
Mm-mm. I still got stuff on the list.
I think I still got one on the list, too.
He has one more, I think. Or did you watch those other two as well?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he has one more, so I guess you should have one more as well.
Well, we've been watching that Triple Zero, or what is that show? Oh, I guess we're not ready to talk about that one yet.
He looked at you like, uh-uh.
And we're not ready to talk about that because we haven't finished the series, so we cannot mention it. Yeah. That was my bad. Apparently, this is why bitches aren't allowed on the show.
Bitches are hustlers, too.
You're just too fucking dumb.
I know.
You said it.
Fuck you.
No, Tom told me from the beginning.
Fuck you for what I said.
We can't have bitches on this show. First of all, they're just going to bring pickle beer, and like they're going to be in pajamas, and like...
But
like,
we are drinking pickle beer, though. See this, Lori? I love the Best Made.
Oh. Best Made's great.
It's really the only beer that I like.
It's my favorite. I don't even like this one. It's okay.
Good job.
One that was pickled. I was like, this is fucking gross.
I was like, yeah, I'm trying to do a podcast.
Okay, Tom, what did you watch?
I watched Nobody. It was pretty good. What'd you guys watch?
Nobody with the guy from the fucking comedy show?
From Mr. Show, yes.
Yeah, so how was that?
It's pretty good. Probably going to be movie of the year, but we'll see.
He beats everybody up.
That guy's funny.
Yeah.
Man, he's a tough guy.
I guess.
That's fucking great, dude.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for you, Tom. Good
Thank
for you.
I watched Spider-Man, the Don Glut fan film, the first fan film of Spider-Man's. And Spider-Man's...
Spider-Man can? What
fights
Spider-Man
a guy
can?
in some caverns and shit. and it's pretty shitty, but hey, it's the first fan film of Spider-Man's, Don Glut. And there's a fucking documentary about him and all his fan films that he did that I'm going to watch, and it's on fucking YouTube. And yeah, Don Glut, he's the same guy that did the fucking Blood Scarab and Mummy's Kiss and all those titty movies that I've been watching.
You love your titty movies.
I do like those titty movies. So I like tits. Who doesn't like tits?
If just you don't one like tits, tit, though. Just one, not both of them.
Well, if there's a chick that just only has one tit, that's fine. You know, if she had a tit cut off because of cancer or whatever, I'm fine. I will fuck a chick with one tit. I'm okay with that. You know?
Will Lisa let you do that, though?
No, but she's not here in the room right now, so that's fine.
I'm going to tell her.
No, she won't listen to the show. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to tell her when she gets back, Joe. I'm going to tell her what she just said.
No!
No, don't!
Stop. Here, I'll give you a dollar.
My relationship.
So yeah, I mean, funny, yeah, Don Glut, Tom.
Enjoy. You fuck.
You fuck. What did you watch?
That's it. I watched A Good Run.
Tom really didn't want you on this show.
No, he really didn't.
No, I don't give a shit. It's just Joe's way too drunk and. Watch. This is... Hey, Joe. So, are you ready for the 8 films to Christian? Hey, Joe, why don't you tell us... Why don't you tell us all about Reincarnation, the movie that you definitely watched this week?
Okay, so this movie is about a guy that filmed a movie, but, like, he's going back to... What the fuck is this movie about? This is a very hard movie to describe. This guy, like, made a movie about a haunting or some shit that he went to film. And then, like, other people are coming back to film it again.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's really hard to like the guy that made this movie made the fucking Grudge movies, which are really good, I think.
No. But,
no, if I go back and watch them again, maybe they're not. I don't know.
No.
No, he loves them. Every list they come.
I did. I did love all these.
He was even on his top directors list. The guy who made Grudge.
But this movie is hard to describe because it's like...
Kind of like he did. And he told me, I didn't even watch him. It's like, so why are we going to record today? Oh, because I'll fake it, you fuck. And this
is
nothing.
And that's what I'm doing right now. Like, they're you know, fucking faking a movie.
Yeah, he didn't watch it.
John, what the fuck?
No, I didn't. Like I couldn't find it. And Tom sent me, like, a thing like, hey... Here you can, like, fucking download this movie, and I don't do that. I don't steal movies.
You're too pure.
Yeah.
On the last podcast, I was just pure like, hey, angel. I can stream the movie, and I can walk away from my computer, and you can watch it. So, I mean, he had options to watch this. It's just he's a fucking drunk and drinking his life away.
I am.
See?
So, look, but anyway, I did tell you about the
synopsis.
He
looks like a 70-year-old man.
No,
we make fun, but Joe's not 70 years old.
He doesn't tell him look about like the movie, he's Tom. 70.
Bullshit.
Oh, he doesn't.
So, in Reincarnation, Joe nervously sips a beer, dreading the day he finally sees a doctor. But he gets a call on his phone.
I think he watched like 30 minutes of the movie and just like...
Oh, no.
Away. Because... It's a fucking movie that he has to watch, like, fucking, he has to read it, and Tom doesn't fucking read, you know? So, like, after, like, 15 minutes, he's like, holy shit, you know? Too many words, I gotta go!
No, it's more like, I gotta ghost! Because this movie is about ghosts! house. And it did take me 2 days to finish it, that's for sure. The Toho logo popped up, and for a second I was like, fuck yeah, and then I remembered what I was watching.
No, Tom doesn't know how to read, totally... so we gotta
come back on that. And then I just totally lost interest in the movie, because I don't care about the subgenre of dead Japanese little ghost children movie. And this is pretty much what it is. It says it was made in 2005-ish, but it looks like it was shot in 1991-ish.
Okay, so that's the thing. Like, like what I read on it, it was part of another film festival before After Dark.
Of course it was. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it was part of a Asian, like, fucking something film festival.
What a pig.
Yeah, and then they fucking picked it up for the fucking After Dark film festival.
I don't even know what you're saying, because I'm so disgusted, Joe.
I'll fucking leave, okay?
Why, Lisa didn't. She's the one that wanted you on. So now...
Okay, bye, bitch. Bye.
bye, Joe. Oh.
Way to go, dude.
No, no.
You're so good with women.
It's not. It's just she's been drinking. It's okay. It's what it is.
Yeah.
All day I'm dealing with drunks. All day. I'm on like fucking 4 hours sleep.
Well, you know, the thing is, like, a lot of these masks you're making are pretty thin, dude, and you have to fucking make them, like, thicker.
I know. You just fucking churn them out fucking quick, and that's what you got to do. That's my clip.
No, it's not. It's my clip.
Yes, it is.
Here. Do you want it?
Yeah. Thank you for your service. Thank you. I love you. Yeah, it's just because they're being made so fast. The latex doesn't have time to sit around and thicken up. I mean, it is what it is.
I know. They just seem kind of thick, you know, thin.
I mean, you don't even have one because you drink all your money. They're just not as thick as they were when I was doing like 50, 75 runs. Because that time, you know, you had time to fucking... So I slosh it around, let it sit there. These just like boom, boom, boom. So, I mean, there's definitely thin ones, and those definitely go in the garbage.
I get it, brother. I mean, you're doing what you can, man. I get it.
Once I get this new building, hopefully next week, it should be good because I'll have a nice setup in a building just for that I can run fucking molds and like a squared off U and have like 30 going just boom, 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 boom.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm working on it, man.
I know.
Trying to go onwards and upwards.
I know, man. I know.
So when the t-shirt business goes under, let me know. I'll have a fucking, what are they called? Entry level position. If you're interested,
yeah, I'm gonna
stick my fist in your ass.
I'll go throw some semen in there to thicken them up. Whoa. You know,
no,
whatever.
No, you won't.
I will.
No.
So, what did you watch, Tom? We're
just talking about reincarnation still. You fucking please, Joe. Please, this movie sucks. Highly uninteresting. I was looking at my phone the whole fucking time. And it just wasn't for me. That's why I was hoping you would have watched it, since you liked the Grudge movies and you supposedly liked this director's stuff. You could have said, oh no, fat boy, listen, it was good and this was why, but you didn't. You fucking drank.
Okay, so let's talk about the Grudge movies. Because
no, I haven't seen them because I got no interest in that shit. That's why this couldn't keep my attention, but I still watched it. Not mad, just disappointed.
No.
So, Joe, you like Spider-Man? Hey, tune in next week when Joe might talk about Penny Dreadful. I will, but...
No problem. That... Now, the thing is with these, like... I mean, these movies are
with these
a piece
seven
of the
films
shit.
To die for, maybe.
Yeah, and for some reason, there's seven films that are hard to fucking watch. You know, like they're pieces of shit, but they're... No, like,
she's gone.
She left because you left.
Is she coming back?
No, she was pissed that you left.
Is she coming back? She got to go
No,
hide?
She was pissed that you left. No, I'm not kidding with you. She was mad. She's like, oh, I thought Lisa was going to be on here and you weren't fucking here.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding with you.
Yeah, I would assume she's gone. She went out to smoke.
That's what I went to do.
Yeah. I mean, she might be back, but...
She might not. I get it.
Lori, if you can hear me, Lisa's back and she's concerned about you.
Super concerned. I'm doing a heckin' concern.
Oh, she's inside. She said she's fine. There's no reason to be concerned.
Do you tell her I'm doing a heckin' concern because she's not here?
What?
A heckin' concern? Does the
is
thing.
That some witchcraft shit or?
Yes, it is. 100% witchcraft.
Lori, there's some wicked concern for you.
Yeah, I have, like, all of my fucking stones out and stuff.
I have my stones tucked away in my boxers.
What?
She's concerned about you.
See, she came back because I had...
Mom does not fucking beat me. He's so sweet.
The fuck did that come from?
You said they were concerned.
Riley in? I don't want to hear scratching on the... This is fucked. Now we're getting Riley on the podcast.
Hey, Riley!
Riley.
Hey, good old Riley. How you doing, Riley?
Just wants in. That's all.
Aww,
yes, thank
baby.
You.
Hey, Riley!
Are you
going to
lay down?
No, she'll lay down. Okay. Otherwise, she's just going to scratch on the door and nudge it. She's a fucking
Riley,
dildo.
Riley!
How's All right, Joe, you like Riley, Spider-Man? Riley. Obviously, because you watched that bootleg Spider-Man movie. So tell us about issue number 61, the final conclusion of the Ball Washer saga. Did you even read this? No? Probably not.
No, but he washed his balls, so...
Okay, so Spider-Man's punches...
His balls? He clenches his balls?
No, he punches fucking Kingpin.
Who?
Kingpin. He fucking punches him pretty hard, and it's a lot of fucking drama between
you and your mama.
Yeah, a lot of mama, not mama, but daddy with.
Oh, he got it, mama.
With what's his name? The fucking, like, he's not even a cop anymore. Why are they fucking? Like, being so fucking, like, you're not a cop anymore, you fucking asshole. What the fuck is his name? You know, the what's her name, bitch's name, fucking...
Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy. Like, her dad is not a cop anymore, right?
No, but, you know, I always assumed he was.
No, but they treat him like he is. Like he can fucking walk in and do whatever the fuck he wants.
Mm-hmm. Joe didn't even read this comic.
Yeah, no, I don't think he did.
I've read
the synopsis.
Lisa, I've read them all before, though. I just didn't read it again.
Well, spoiler alert, it's another shitty issue.
No, but I know that in this issue, Spider-Man's goes in and hits...
This was your idea to do
the
Spider-Man
issue every
year. He fucking
hits Kingpin, like, a couple of times in the face. Right?
No.
Just like Mario Party. This is what you do at Mario Party.
You know why I did this? Because Tom's a big fan of Spider-Man's. And I wanted him to see how good Spider-Man's is.
But you're not really selling it.
Not at all.
It good.
No, I guess he doesn't like Spider-Man's as much as he thought he did. The fuck?
Where did Lori go?
Smoke.
She just came back, though.
I think she went to go get a beer or something. And then she said, fuck this. I'm not listening to this. Joe didn't even read it. Fuck him. And she left.
Well, nobody's going to listen to this. I'm not even going to listen to this.
Nobody. We'll have about 33.
So are we going to give to our top 10?
Number 10.
No. Hey, Joe, you like lists?
I do like lists.
He doesn't like them. I make lists all the time, and he doesn't even look at them.
What a piece of shit.
That's what husbands do.
No, I tell her, make a list for me. Hurry up. Hurry up. God damn you.
Damn, I didn't know your hairline was so far back. What are your honorable mentions?
Take your cap off. With your straight brim, you fag.
What do they call it? They call it catfished. Catfished.
Yeah, that's what Joe does to young men.
He's the young man that I catfished.
Did you?
I did. I fucked the shit out of him.
Well, that's gay.
I know.
Yeah.
Look right there. You know, he still has some Joe jizz right there under.
Well, you should have called it Joe Glow, but you're drunk and you weren't witty enough. So let's hear those honorable mentions.
Okay, so honorable mentions. I have Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
What's this list?
So this list is the one that people thought were really awesome that were not.
Most overrated movies. Yes. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is a piece of shit movie. Fuck you if you like it. I don't like you. Fuck you. After that, I have The Royal Tenenbaums. That's just a dumb movie. Like it's not funny. It's just a piece of shit. Then I have American Psycho. People think, oh shit.
That was an amazing movie. I love that movie. He ran around naked in tennis shoes. It was awesome. It was really good. I don't know why this is.
Now I agree with you, Tom. This is why we don't have wives on the show, because they're dumb.
Yeah. No, but he ran around naked. It was super hot.
Then I have. Let's see, what do I have here? Blood Scarab? No, that's other shit that I did. Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, I love that movie too. Like, they were calling them Nazis all the time. That was a good movie.
Probably the worst movie that fucking Quentin Tarantino has ever done.
It was a good time.
Oh, it's thank God. I thought you were talking about the original of Fred Williamson.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one. And then I have The Crow with fucking the guy that fucking shot himself in the movie.
Okay, but like he was super hot though.
Sucked so bad he shot himself.
No, but in the fucking head. Eyeliner was really hot. Like I would watch that shit movie all the sucked. Time. So Joe's honorable mentions are bullshit.
Well, you might not like mine then.
So it's all Scooby Doo, right?
No, I love Scooby Doo.
I know you do. But I don't agree with Joe's honorable mentions.
I'm sorry, I didn't even ask if you had a list.
I know. But Joe did. Oh. Joe asked me to like put out a list or a feeler on girls.
Yeah, I asked her to put out a feeler and they were all like Titanic. Yeah. And, like, you bitches, like that's all the movie that they watch, so fuck it.
And everybody hated that movie. So he asked me to put out a feeler of what you think is the most overrated movie. So their top movies were Twilight. Twilight was the most overrated for them. And Titanic, The Joker, which was a piece of shit.
We'll get to that one.
Yeah, that was a piece of shit. The Notebook. It was also really high up there. And then Harry Potter series.
Glad Lori's not in here to hear that.
And cheese balls. Cheese balls is on here too.
Yeah, has to be rated to be overrated, you dumb balls. Fuck.
A lot of people saw cheese balls and they thought it was shit.
No, they didn't.
Nobody saw
it. Yeah. It wasn't even on the list.
They don't even know that it's that fucking on the Fisted DVD. So how would anybody even really see this Fisted. Shit?
They liked Fisted.
Oh, that's not good.
So these are the people that you're taking their what is it, their requests into account.
Tom, your honorable mentions.
I have the original Halloween. While I do like the movie, oh boy, do people praise that like it's this fucking I mean, it's all right. It sets up the character good and all that. You know, it's pretty much the same thing with Friday the 13th. It's more about the character than the actual movies. So.
No, but Friday the 13th had titties, though.
Some of the Halloween ones do, too.
No, they don't. Well, I've only watched first all one does. Of the versions of number one.
Yeah, the first one does.
They weren't good, though. They weren't memorable. Oh.
They're in there.
But they weren't memorable.
Doesn't matter if the milk went bad. We still had it in stock. And then I have the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's all right. It's set up a lot of stuff, you know, but it's kind of fucking boring.
That's surprising, like, for you, man, because I would think that's, like, one of your fucking favorites.
No, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, a completely different movie.
Right.
That's one of my favorites. Like, I can appreciate the first one, but it's like Halloween. They suck that movie's dick a little. Because
the second one has fart jokes, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I get it.
Okay, so what's your other ones?
Then I have the Marvel Cinematic Universe in a whole. It's good. And it's fun to watch
the whole thing.
The entirety.
I mean, it is.
It's the whole fucking thing.
Like, we should probably put, like, the entire Star Wars in there, too.
And
like,
then I have the entire Star Wars universe.
Yes.
As a whole. Again, I like some of them, but it's overrated. And
but you're not jizzing over them like other people are.
When I was a kid, I guess, when they re-released them. But
yeah, before you got laid, those were movies that are good.
I mean, they're fun. I didn't watch the last one, so I mean.
Because you've gotten laid since then.
I don't know.
He has it. Like,
no, that's not true, because you put a ring on it, so you've gotten laid at least once since
no,
then.
No, she's still holding out on him.
Yep. Sucks. And then I have Spider-Man 2, the Jose Garcia. Look at his face. He was all laughing. Then he went, you fuck. Fuck you, Joe. Spider-Man 2 is overrated as fuck. He should have just stole the fucking equipment, not stole the money and then sent away for the equipment mail order style. Fuck that shit. What's your number 10, homeboy?
Pacific Rim. This whole fucking, like, robots fighting underwater and shit and, like, things falling down underwater. This is a fucking stupid movie. Pacific Rim. Fuck it.
Yeah, I just don't think it's heavily praised, though.
I think people fucking love it, man.
Fuck your people, then. No offense, Lisa.
He's tried.
These are your people.
No.
Yeah, it's like the Sooligans
are my
it.
People.
It's like,
and
yeah,
we need to have robots.
We need to have robots. Take care of these fucking Mexicans and fucking Jews and stuff.
Whoa. Speaking of rowboats, my number 10 is the Tekashi Mike classic Audition.
Oh, people... Joe has a t-shirt on that.
He does, and it's not good. I bet it sells well, though.
What, my t-shirt's so good?
People love that shit.
Fuck you, man. My t-shirt's pretty good.
No, that's what I'm saying. I bet a lot of people buy it.
Your, Trevor. They do buy it. A lot of people do buy it.
Dubai.
It's overrated. Dubai. Fuck that shit. Number nine.
Number nine, Suspiria. I would say.
Suspiria.
What? No, this is my list. Fuck
off. Well, I'm reading your fucking list.
No, yeah, I'm not. Zombieland.
Bullshit, you have it right here, Suspiria.
Zombieland.
You have it right here. No, your number nine is right here.
I am saying Zombieland.
The remake or the original? Shit
movie.
But my number nine would have been Suspiria.
The remake or the original?
Of Zombieland?
Of Suspiria, you fuck.
Well, we'll get to that.
Lisa, you're
That'll
still
be
on camera.
That'll be his number eight.
We'll get to that. But Zombieland is a piece of shit. Not funny, not scary. It's just fucking dumb.
His Zombieland is number five.
No,
it's not even. No.
Do you see any fucking numbers here on this list?
I do. It's not even up there. No, his
Zombieland
is on his list.
I saw it in theater. I might have bought it. I don't know if I still own it. Like, it was super popular for like 3 months. And then
very
18
overrated.
Years later,
exactly.
They were like, let's
they
make
have
another
very
one.
Overrated.
They have a Zombieland 2.
That I didn't even give a fuck about. Yeah.
Because the first one is so overrated.
And I mean, come on, 18 years later, what the fluff?
Yeah. What the fluff?
Is that what we're going with on the podcast? We need to say what the fluff?
No, I just do it.
Okay.
Don't you steal my gimmick.
I got you.
Zombieland.
What the fluff? My number nine in a hole is the Terminator series. Never got into it.
Terminator 2 is pretty rad, though.
Whatever.
You just don't like robots. I get it. Really, you don't like robots.
I like Star Wars, but...
Well, fuck Star Wars. It was already honorable mention.
Yep. So fuck a Terminator. I don't give a fluff. Hercules in New York.
Right. But that's what we're going with. I don't give a fluff.
If you don't give a darn, we don't give a fluff. What?
Hey.
Like, right. Whoa, rest in
so
peace.
So we're
Black
down
Rob.
To G-rated movie. Okay.
If you would. Number eight.
Mandy. Fuck Nicolas Cage acting stupid. Who gives a fuck? People think... Oh, he acts so fucking crazy in this one. Who gives a fuck? It's not a good movie. Fuck you, Mandy.
Yeah, fuck Nicolas Cage in general.
Mm-hmm.
He'd make my probably number one most overrated actor.
But that's not what this is asking for, Tom.
It
so stick
not.
With the script.
So then I have a movie we talked about many, many times. And that is The Shining. Holy fuck, does that suck.
Really? So you didn't like The Shining 2?
Never seen it.
No, what was it called? The magic...
This is why we don't have wives on the show.
No, but it
Your
was
idea,
like he Tom. Had the hat. What was it? We watched it in theaters. Shut up.
The Dark Child or
She's
Mr.
She's thinking
Sleep.
About it or something.
Dr.
No,
Sleep.
I'm not. No, shut up.
Dr.
No, it had
Sleep.
Like that weird witchy woman.
Dr. Sleep.
Yes, Dr. Sleep was Shining 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and shut up.
I didn't see that.
Actually, Dr. Sleep was really good.
All right.
All right. But it's not Shining.
Joe really liked it. Joe loved it. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, he came after the movie, like, came off.
Yeah,
I
but
mean, Joe's also not allowed within
Woo!
20 yards child without telling him a certain something what he was registered for.
Yeah, no, Joe loved it a lot. He came right after.
Okay,
Joe
so
did love it a lot.
Yours was what? Number
the Shining.
What? All right. So what number are we at?
Seven.
And mine would be The Shining.
That's not even on it. No, it is on his list. Just kidding.
Okay, so yeah, this is a movie when I was a kid, I thought it was fucking scary, and then I watched it with my daughter, and I thought it was stupid as shit, and we just, like, laughed throughout a whole lot of it, because it's dumb as fuck.
Overacted than a mug.
Yup.
Yep. Number seven, Anchorman. Holy shit. If you like this movie, I don't know if I like you, dog.
I didn't get it either. Yeah. Everyone kept, like, they keep repeating the lamp, whatever, like, my lamp. And I don't get it. And it's stupid. And the whole
thing. It's funny. Right?
Well, I don't smoke weed, Tom. So tell me. Tell me
how it's funny. Yeah, I do. And it wasn't funny.
Yeah, because I don't smoke weed. So I wouldn't know, Tom.
Yeah, this is the only comedy on my list, so I guess this is the worst comedy I've ever seen by default.
See, yeah, no, I tried to, like, go through, like, horror movies and comedies and shit, like, to see what were the favorite movies from different people, and I guess I'm just an asshole, Tom.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So my next one, like you already talked about, is Suspiria.
That was actually his number 9, but he changed it because...
Do you see a fucking number here? Like... No, do you see a number here?
Well, you're supposed to number them.
There's no numbers here. Yeah. But Suspiria...
Don't let him talk to you like that.
Original movie is like, it's not a good movie. It's just not fucking good.
You know why?
Because it's made Italian. By a
fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
What are we on?
There wasn't a lot of titties in that movie, which was super sad.
No, oh, the thing is, it's like lighting. It's supposed to be in a lighting? Dance it was fucking different thing. Colors.
It was cool.
No, it wasn't. It's like people say, like, oh, yeah, the fucking colors. And no, there's no fucking colors in it.
It was like looking in a kaleidoscope.
There's like 3 colors in the fucking movie.
Well, he wasn't on acid when he did it, Tom.
Yeah, no. Well, he was probably on marinara.
He was sober. I mean, he was
straight line.
But he was pretty sober when we watched it. We actually saw it, like, the band, what is it?
How would you know? Because you don't fucking even know about it.
No, we saw a Goblin. So Goblin was playing. While we watched Suspiria not too long ago, 2 years ago, they were playing in the background.
Were they?
Yes, they were.
Were they?
Yeah.
They smelled like noodles?
Mm-hmm. Well, they were called Gremlin. They were called Gremlin at the time. So, but they changed their name to Goblin since.
I've never heard of Goblin since. Number 6.
Tom, you're up.
That was Suspiria?
Yeah. That was his, yeah.
I have Cabin in the Woods. I saw this at a fucking midnight opening fucking thing, first showing. Boy, did that suck one. And everybody loves this movie. Boy, does it suck.
Joseph,
I'm not sure if people... Huh?
Joe's is pretty close to that.
Yeah, I'm not sure so many people talk about it now, but in the few years when it came out, people were all over that movie. No bueno.
No, it's not. Fuck that movie.
Well, speaking of Goblin, tell them about the next film.
No, it doesn't matter because it's Dawn of the Dead. From the fucking 1970 whatever. The one that's in the mall with the big pie fight. And it's real fucking stupid because let's just hang out in the mall for a long time. And it's just fucking dumb. I don't like this movie. A lot of people do.
Tune in next week when I review the 4-disc UK import Blu-ray release of Dawn of the Dead.
I don't like this movie, dude. It's just, I don't think it's fucking good.
Man. So we saw this movie again. Goblin, again, was playing this live stream.
Joe loves Goblin. Mostly
I do. I do.
Goblin.
Yeah. He loves Gremlin, which okay, Goblin.
Not loves Gremlin. Pintos. Gremlins is just the only one he could afford.
Yeah. So Goblin was playing. They were playing the whole live act while the movie was going. We fell asleep while Dawn of the Dead was playing. Both of us had like popcorn, you know, like kind of hanging out of our mouths.
Yeah, it's not a fucking good movie, man. It's like, hey, let's have this spy fight, and like it's a stupid fucking movie.
I mean, you got to remember the bikers were drunk and on drugs. I know you're not on drugs.
So were we.
That's fine.
Well, so were we, though.
You know, that's like, fine. I mean, that's... But that doesn't mean, like, hey, let's put them in a movie and make it better, because it's not. It's a fucking shit movie.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see next week. I remember really liking this one and being an influential movie. Like, before I seen Dawn of the Dead, I was all into the Resident Evil games. Like, Resident Evil 2 is one of my favorite games.
See, it is. Started...
No, Resident Evil 2 is one of his favorites.
He loves that
show. I thought he liked... No, he loves that
I thought he liked TNT, Lisa. Though.
No, Lisa, he loves...
You didn't like TNT?
Lisa.
I thought TNT was your jam.
Are you going to listen to me?
I am.
He loves Resident Evil 2.
But he also liked the Turtles.
Well, he does, but Resident Evil 2 is his jam.
It is.
Along with the Turtles. I got you, Tom.
I mean, I'd probably like Resident Evil 2 more than the Turtles. If I
had to. See, that's what I'm talking about.
But then I seen Dawn of the Dead when I was a teenager. I was like, oh, shit, so this is where they got it from. So it was kind of like a pivotal thing. So I do have sentimental
spot. Like, what is it? Red Horizon, or what is that movie?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you let him talk and say what he wasn't like?
Red Horizon, I've never heard of. Event Horizon?
Event Horizon,
oh,
yes.
That's awful. That's a shit movie. Joe loves it, I bet.
I do love
I bet.
It.
Yeah, no, it was a good movie.
It's a great movie. Sam Neill
is
awesome.
It's not on this list because that would be...
good movie. It's a good movie.
It would be overrated if it was on this list, so it's not on this list.
What's your number five?
My number five.
Now we're getting the real shit now.
Would be The Joker. People fucking love this movie. Fuck you, you stupid pieces of shit that like this movie. This movie is dumb as fuck.
Joe, we almost had the same number five. You did the remake. I had the original. My number five, Taxi Driver. Don't get it.
It's the same movie.
Yeah.
It's the same movie.
Number four.
What the fuck? Did I like make a movie here?
Nope, you didn't.
My number four would be Fight Club.
That isn't his number four.
Why do you got this vendetta against me?
No, why?
I'm just like, you know, it's not his number four. I'm looking at his list. It's not his number four.
No, my lists aren't fucking numbered.
No, but he's making it up now. Just to figure.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
He's a drunk. It's what they do. No, they try and lie their way through life.
You say that. Look.
But it's not your number four.
Fight Club.
Because you got a fucking vendetta against Meatloaf. I know.
No, sir. Yeah.
No, against the Star of the Jedi.
No, Fight Club, I thought was just dumb as shit. I mean, the book, after I read the book,
what
is good.
The book.
But the movie was just fucking dumb as shit. Like, I didn't give a fuck about any of it.
It was kind of hard to keep your wiener in your pants watching Brad Pitt, huh? Fucking weirdo, Joe.
But it happens, Tom. Like, I get it.
Not around these parts.
Yeah, look, I got 15 on my list. So.
But that wasn't your number five.
That was my number one.
No, look.
Basically, yeah.
Nice.
It wasn't, but it's still not your number five.
You need to go to bed.
He doesn't like to be on a show.
Wait, we're on number five or number four?
Four.
All right. Well, my number four starts with fuck.
It starts with fuck? We've seen some of those movies, too.
Starts with a V and then two V's. And that's The Witch with two V's. Fuck.
Oh, Joe loved that movie. It was a slow fucking movie. It was slow.
Yeah, with whatever Lisa is trying to say, Like, I want to hear why you don't like it, Tom, because this is what you're talking about, not what Lisa's talking about.
It was slow as shit, right,
so,
Tom?
Yeah, she still Nothing wants happened. To keep talking, but yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God, a goat. Run. Oh, that's
cool. All right, yeah. So, Tom, why don't you like this that's movie? Fine.
It fucking
Why
sucks.
Don't you like this movie, Tom? Oh, Lisa, like fucking cool. Keep talking. Oh shit.
Shut up, Joe. Nothing Why don't you like
Tom? Fucking Chick-fil-A on Sunday. Nothing happening.
Word. And it was like Chick-fil-A without pickles, too. Mm-hmm. Like nothing. Nothing exciting.
So
it
you wasn't like Chick-fil-A?
You went into it and I there don't. Was Thing.
You do like Chick-fil-A, is what you're saying.
I don't like the way they treat you.
Good day, sir. Have a good day.
Oh, Lisa my pleasure.
Lisa loves Chick-fil-A. You know what? Lisa made like Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Like she fucking reproduced.
I
their,
did for
their
the
fucking,
kids.
Massive,
the kids. I sure did.
She did it here because she wants. Like everybody loves Chick-fil-A and the witch.
Not well. They like We're the one
overrated chicken sandwich.
Yeah, so yeah, like she wanted to fucking have Chick-fil-A here and the witch.
But like, I mean, legit.
No,
like,
no.
They
so seriously,
they didn't.
No.
Don't treat her like that, Joe. What the fuck?
All right, so we're at what, number two?
No.
Can I go with your number five now? Want to finally say it? Can you
for three.
No, we're not on number three because look.
Yeah, we're not because this was a number five.
My number four was the Vitch.
No, this is all fucked up.
I yeah. know because you're not going.
Because you're a drunk.
Yeah, because you fucked it up.
Fucking alcoholic.
All right.
I'm not crossing shit out.
So my number two.
It's number three, you
My
fucking idiot.
My number two.
It should be
three.
Actually his number five.
Hey, be quiet. My number two.
Your number three, because that's what
my
we're on.
My number two.
Three.
Okay, well then fuck it. Okay, my number three Thank is you. Return of the Jedi.
That
okay.
was actually his number five.
Okay, so the thing is, like, I could have put any fucking Star Wars here.
Instead, you put my favorite one.
Like you yeah. said, like, hey, like, we can do whatever, like, my whole fucking thing. But thing is, like, people always say, oh, Return of the Jedi is so great. No, it's
no, they
not.
Don't. That's the one they hate the most before that Jar Jar Binks one came along.
Oh, don't be talking about Jar Jar Binks, because you're going to
Well, I mean, I'm just
feeling.
Saying, that's what
you
fucking...
You are going to hurt his feelings, Tom.
Look at him. He already looks like a sad puppy. His hair ain't doing him no favors.
Well, but
he looks like those
can
sad
see
dog
video
ears.
No, I'm
no, don't be rude.
I'm just waiting for you fucks to quit talking.
All right, well, come
like
on.
Say so
something
anyway,
worth hearing.
No, you're right. You're right. I meant to say Empire Strikes Back.
Thank you. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'll agree.
But that's not what he wrote down. He wrote down Return of the Jedi.
I
no,
meant,
but once he has
no.
a little, oh, yeah, the
but
fucking
I meant to
alcohol
say,
is clouding my brain.
Empire Strikes Back, because the thing is, like, this movie people love, but it doesn't it doesn't fucking stand without the other movies, you know? It's just it's a fucking piece of shit without it the one that comes before it and the one that comes after it. It's a fucking stupid movie.
At least Lando's in it. Thank God for that.
Yeah. It's the one movie that has a fucking person of color, you know, and
except that Chinese alien flying the X-Wing.
Who knows what the fuck that is? That
I
might
do.
Not even be a Chinese.
No,
who
it
the
is.
Fuck knows what that is?
He was coughing and shit the whole time, complaining
yeah.
about sore throat.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm Wuhan.
His
I'm
lungs
Wuhan.
Were hurting.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna cough on you, you fucks.
I just ate a bat.
Oh, shit. Number three.
No,
oh, shit.
That was his, yeah. No, that was his number five.
Okay. Well, my number three
yeah,
is RoboCop.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. It could bit. Be them all in a hole. I'm just... Not a fan of RoboCop. We talked about that recently, and it fucking sucks.
He did talk about RoboCop, Tom.
Yeah, I did, John. What's the number two?
Seven. The number movie seven. What a piece of shit that fucking movie is. Goddamn, fuck that movie.
Never seen it.
Good.
I have no interest. Again, my number two is, as a whole franchise, I have Alien or Aliens, however you want to say it.
You shut the fuck up. The Alien whole entire franchise is fucking amazing, except for Predator. Predator versus Alien is bullshit. But shut the fuck up about the whole entire Alien.
At least they weren't number one.
That's true. Well, we've only been on Joe's number five because he's downgraded a lot of movies. He's afraid about, like, I don't know, how people would judge him.
Okay, my next one is Alien. Fuck Alien.
No!
Well, that would be your number one.
Just because Lisa likes it, fuck Alien.
So hopefully your number one is actually your number one, and let's hear
my number one, which this was all fucked up, you know, seven would have been my number one. So now my number one is Basketball, because, yeah, that was just the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen.
You didn't even finish it.
Right. That's how bad it was. It was a piece of shit.
Well, I don't think that counts, but
it does count. It does count, you fuck.
My most overrated would be The Devil's Rejects, the remake of Perdita Durango. Fucking garbage. So, Joe, what are we doing next week?
Next week, we're doing our top 10. Fuck, I haven't even... our top 10...
Video game characters. Got it. Perfect, Joe.
Our top 10 what?
Video game characters.
Yes, our top 10 video game characters. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Head on over to FastCustomShirts.com. Shirts and 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 jackets. Then head on over to DWNProductions.net.
Hey, they're just fucking reducing their fucking product like every month. Like, hey, now we got this much. Now we don't have this much. Now we don't have this much. So come on over and get it while you can.
So I have to say DWN Productions, Mask Bus Props. You can get movies I made just so it is technically a write-off, whatever. You know, episode the tax man decides to listen to. Fast Custom Shirts, all your shirts needs. DWNProductions.net, Mask Bus Props, Boy Gob. Oh, fuck. I didn't want to take a snapshot. I want to end. I got to piss. Boy Gob.
Come on, boys and girls. Come a little closer. I'm the Reanimator. Come on, reanimate your feet.